212-209-2950 or visit wbai.wedidit.it to become a BAI buddy today. Make sure to give your email to receive your e-ballot. For more information, visit elections.pacifica.org. There you will find the voter guide, candidate nomination package, and nominator registration. Candidate nomination packets must be completed by June 30th. Any questions or concerns? Contact the Pacifica Radio National Election Supervisor by emailing nes@pacifica.org or leaving a voicemail on 213-635-9363. Thanks very much. It's 99.5 FM, WBAI in New York and online at WBAI.org.
You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New Jersey, in New York, streaming live and available on demand at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Good Morning Nueva York, with me, your host, King Downing. Good morning.
Here's Harry Belafonte.
This next song, it was voted by the Parent Teachers Association of America as the song that single-handedly did most to eliminate juvenile delinquency.
Oh, yeah. Is it something like this?
Ah, yeah. Woo. I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I leave my whole house and go. My children don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring.
Right.
And when I talk, they start to sing. Mama, look at Boo Boo. They shout. Never thought I'd tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no. My daddy can be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look at Boo Boo Day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look at Boo Boo Day.
Couldn't even digest me supper
due to the children's behavior, John.
Yes, Pa.
Come here a moment.
Ring the bell, too much to impudent. John says it's James who started first. James tells the story in reverse. I grab my belt from off me waist. You should hear them screaming round the place. Mama, look at Boo Boo. They shout. Then Mama, tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Mama, look at Boo Boo Day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look at Boo Boo Day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama,
you know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel.
And how are you feeling this morning? It's time for Good Morning Nueva York. I'm your host, King Downing. We will be here until 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering in studio. If you're waking up now, rise and shine with us. If you're already up, stay with us. And if you're one of the many overnight or essential workers just getting home, let us tuck you in. You know what I say, get free in 23. We opened up with Mama Look a Boo Boo, and that was Nat King Cole and the late, great Harry Belafonte live on the Nat King Cole Show. As you know, he just joined the ancestors. We're still getting used to that, and we pay tribute to him whenever we can. And then, of course, our theme song, Feeling Good by Andy Bay and the Bay Sisters. But first, let's talk about what's going to be on today. The year is 1959. The place is a bar in Philadelphia that has seen better times. The audience is about to see one of the last performances of one of jazz's greatest vocalists only 4 months before her death. She sings her classics mixed in with bittersweet memories of her life and times. A new revival of this classic play tells the story. The show's star and director join us this morning. We'll take your calls and give away free tickets, so stay with us. Today is just theater morning, because in the second half of the show, now the year is 1964, Freedom Summer, the campaign of students and other volunteers heading into the racist South to register voters. A new play written by one of those volunteers tells the story in riveting fashion. the stars and directors join us here as well. And we'll take your calls and again give away tickets. So don't go anywhere. But first, weather and transit. It's 57 degrees, fair, mostly sunny, high of 77, low of 62, sunrise 5:25, sunset 8:03. For the morning, 65 degrees, partly cloudy, no chance of rain. For the afternoon, 75, clear, no chance of rain. And for the evening, 69, clear, no chance of rain. On to transit. The subways, there are delays on the N, W, and the SIR. Planned service changes on the 6, 7, CE, BDF, M, JZ, NQR, SIR. Go to mta.info for the latest on your travel. And now, on with the program.
When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill, you're my thrill. How my pulse increases, I just go to pieces when I look at you. 'Cause you're my thrill. Nothing seems to matter. Here's my heart on a silver.
Oh, you are my thrills, and that's the name of this song. I'm not going to tell you who it's by yet, because that's part of our first segment. The year is 1959. The place is a bar in Philadelphia that has seen better times. The audience is about to see one of the last performances of one of jazz's greatest vocalists only 4 months before her death. She sings her classics mixed in with bittersweet memories of her life and times. A new revival of this production tells the story. The show's star and director join us this morning. We're going to take your calls and give away tickets. The play is today at Barn Grills, now at the Crossroads Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey. It opened May 31st, and it's running till June 8th. We have with us this morning the star playing Lady Day herself, Terry Burrell. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us at this hour. And also joining us is the director of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar Grill, Count Stovall. Good morning, Count.
Good morning, King. How are you?
I'm great. It's so great to have you both on to talk about this thrilling performance. So I'd like to turn right to you, Terry. Tell us something. Tell us, give us the tagline for the play.
The tagline for the play? I'm not quite sure.
I'm sorry.
I understand
just
what you mean.
Just it's just kind of a it's just a summary. Just tell us a summary of the play.
Well, as you, I think you put it very succinctly. It is 4 months before her passing. She is appearing in Philadelphia at a place called Emerson's Barn Grill, where she's appeared for many, many years, and it's a place that feels like home. She has lost her cabaret card because of her drug convictions, and she cannot perform in the clubs in New York City, so that's a bit of a heartache for her. And this last night, when she is performing, she's just singing the songs that she feels. That's how, what she says. She says, I sing what I feel. But some of the contracts that she will have in some of the clubs, she has to sing certain things like God Bless the Child and Strange Fruit. And Strange Fruit, ironically, is the song, the one song that got her in trouble with the FBI because they didn't want her singing about lynchings that was that had taken place and was taking place in the South. This was her way of protesting. So that's the tagline.
Okay. And the reason why when I opened up I said New Jersey instead of saying the station is New York is because Crossroads is in New Jersey and it's a great show, and that was on my mind here. What did you learn about her that maybe our listeners wouldn't know?
Well, I don't know how much people know about Billie Holiday. You know, the most sort of famous kinds of things is that she was molested when she was 10 years old by a man who was a roomer in a rooming house, I believe, that her mother was had owned. Not only was she molested, but after he was arrested, the authorities put her in prison at 10 because they said she must have seduced him. And even after her mother was able to get her out, they put her in a Catholic orphanage. So I think the thing that you can only imagine is the toll, the emotional toll that it took on a 10-year-old girl. There is a part in the play, this was surprising to me, where she talks about her great-grandmother, who had been born a slave. This was her grandfather's mother on her mother's side. And she slept with her every night. You know, she was about 8 or 9. And one morning they woke up and the old woman had died. And all Billy says in the play is, the neighbors came in because they heard me screaming down the house and I had to go to the hospital for a month. What you don't know is that the reason that happened was because rigor mortis had set in. So in order to free Billy, they had to break this woman's bones. I mean, that's just horrifying. That's horrifying just to even think about. I mean, so many things that assailed her at such a young age. So I think both Count and I approached this as really a more of a courageous life that she lived. You know, she lived it as healthily as she could. You know, the things that she did because it was the way she could cope with life.
It's been probably about a year now when I invite mm-hmm. people on, I don't read their bios. I would rather have my guests tell me what they consider the highlights of their careers are. So would you do that for me?
Oh, wow. I think every time I get a job, it's a highlight of my career. But I mean, I've done some Broadway shows. I think most people, if they know me, know I did Dreamgirls. I did UB. I've done Into the Woods, Thoroughly Modern Millie. But I think the thing that that I was most proud of was that I wrote a piece on my own about Ethel Waters called Ethel. And it had three incarnations, a Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia, Alabama Shakespeare, and finally, about 6 years ago, at the Alliance Theater. And it was the scariest thing that I have ever done. And, you know, I mean, Ethel Waters, it turned out, was one of the people that influenced Billie Holiday. So I feel knowing that connection is quite significant to me.
You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, streaming live and available on demand at WBAI.org. The program is Good Morning Nueva York. I'm your host, King Downing, and we will be here till 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering in studio. And we are talking about the play, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. It's now running at the Crossroads Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey. It opened on May 31st, and it's closing on June 8th. Joining us are the star of the show, Terry Burrell, who plays Lady Day, and the person we'll be turning to next is Count Stovall, who is the director. And we're going to be giving away tickets later. Don't get in contact with me yet. I'm going to timestamp the time for you all to get in contact with me for those giveaways. Crossroads is one of the classic black theaters, maybe one of the early and original black theaters. We will ask Count about that. But we're going to first open up the phone lines. If you have any questions for Terry or Count, you can call us at 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. That's on the Good Morning Nueva York WBAI listener line. And that listener line is brought to you by those who make donations to this 60-plus-year-old nonprofit, community-sponsored, listener-sponsored radio station. And the people who make this all happen are two types of donors that we're going to ask you to join or rejoin. Those are our members who have paid as little as $25 to the station to have some say in the way the station is run. You can go to give2wbai.org and become a member of the station. Larger gifts get you great gifts. Larger donations to us give you great gifts. We have books, we have films, we have music, we even have tickets to plays, all sorts of things. So become a member of the station and go to give2wbai.org. Our caller line is also brought to you by our WBAI buddies, people just like you who have set up an account to be transferred from their banks to WBAI's banks every month for as little as $10 a month to give the station much needed monthly income. So join those who have done that and do it in the name of the station and your favorite programs, maybe this one. For years, we have covered black theater in a way that no other stations have. We have covered black artists, black performances, people of color, political events, all kinds of things that only a station that doesn't have to answer to anybody but the listeners can do. So join the crowd. Go to give2wbai.org or call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Meanwhile, the phone lines are open. So now let's turn to the director of the play, Count Stovall. When you know what, I'm going to do the same thing for you that I did for Terry. Could you tell us the high points of your career?
Well, let's see. I started in theater back in 1967 in California, working in community theater with people like Ed Bullins and working in even Shakespeare at the San Francisco Shakespeare Company. Graduated from Merritt College, went on to UC Berkeley, went on to the American Conservatory Theater, and then eventually became a professional, as they say. You joined the union, and one of the major influences on my earliest career was a Pulitzer Prize-winning play by Charles Gordone named No Place to Be Somebody. And literally, I off and on did that particular play for about 10 years all over the country. I moved to New York and 1971, and I've been on the East Coast ever since. Went on to do a lot of plays and got on to soap operas like The Doctors and As the World Turns and All My Children, and then went on to do Broadway, Philadelphia Story, did Innocent Black with Melba Moore, and went on to do Tennessee Williams, produced by Stephen C. Bird and Aaliyah Jones Harvey, who one of the most prominent black producers in the history of American theater. They've done some 16, 17, 18 Broadway shows successfully. And I was lucky enough to, work with them. I did Driving Miss Daisy, And I've done some, about 133 different plays and directing and teaching and then ended up producing with the help of a brilliant director, Junie Smith, who's done some 35 films, a documentary with the late, great Arthur French. I used to call him King Arthur, and, of course, he called me Count. And we ended up doing a documentary on blacks in theater since 1959 called King Arthur and the Count. And you can procure that that documentary on Amazon or in Best Buy or in a few different locations. But it's a real study of an hour and a half study of some very fine people in the theater, like playwright Richard Wesley and playwright Dominique Morceau, who did the play on The Temptations and worked on television. And even Rick Kahn, who's the founder of the Crossroads Theater, and Marie Thomas, and I don't know. You know, it's a lot to talk about because it's been a lot of years, and those are some of the highlights of my career. I've done film, okay. Worked with Estelle Parsons, the Oscar winner in a film called A Man of His Time. About the Dred Scott incident and Ancestors of Dred Scott, 28-minute film that can be, found too in Vimeo, another streaming service. Anyway,
so let me jump in here because when you said Merritt College, you had me thinking about Marvin X, because I've had him on the show a couple of times. Now you're reminding me I should get back to him that whole West Coast. Theater era, black theater era. So you were right in the midst of all of that. Yeah, now, what did you bring to this revival?
Well, I have been a devotee and an advocate of Billie Holiday for many, many years. Read copiously some 10 books on her, and I've seen this production actually I think about four or five times with Patha Murchison, Suzanne Douglas, and then on Broadway with Audra McDonald, and just as recently as last summer at the National Black Theater Festival in Winston-Salem, it was performed down there. So I'm very familiar with the play, and just because I really love her work, and the tragedy of her life has always affected me, as many of our greatest artists have had very, very tragic life stories, none more so than Billie Holiday. So to get an opportunity to direct it and then to be able to work with someone that I've known since Dreamgirls days, Terry Burrell, I thought was a real blessing. Terry and Nat Adderley Jr., who's the son of Nat Adderley, and I go back to, his uncle Cannonball Adderley and Nat Adderley, and my father was a saxophone player, and Billie Holiday actually was born the same year my mother was, in 1915, and she only lived until she was 44 years old, her life has been just, so many things to so many people. And I think I think it's a culmination of an awful lot, an awful lot. But Terry Burrell is one of the finest actors that we have, and an artist and a singer. And the extraordinary effort that she puts into this work every night, and people, they just walk out, tingling and then laughing and enjoying. And we even have a few audience members who are lucky enough to sit on stage in the Emerson's Bar and Grill, and they just beam because they're so close to the star, and she interacts with them just as seamlessly as if they were all her dearest friends. So if you get a chance to see it in this next week, you will really have a major, major treat and something to remember all your lives.
Thanks for that. It is a thrill, and I didn't realize that those were audience members up there until after you introduced me to one of them. So I have a treat. Speaking of treats, I have a treat for you, Terry. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Since you mentioned her, I wanted to play a taste of you performing one of her hits and giving the audience a taste of you in musical theater. So
yes.
She's also another one of my musical sheroes. Tell me what did you bring?
Another person with an extraordinary life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I just said another person with another extraordinary life.
Right. What did you bring to the character of Billie Holiday from yourself?
The thing that I realize, people are very emotional when they see this piece. And, you know, we may not have experienced the same events, but as human beings, we have all experienced moments when we did not feel loved or felt unlovable. We've experienced great disappointment. And the older you get, the more of those things, I think, that you experience in life. And the thing that age gives you is the ability to process it. So I may not have experienced the same events as her. And I would not have made the same choices in terms of handling it, my own pain. But I can bring the emotions that I have experienced in life to the songs. When I sing Strange Fruit, I'm remembering a story my uncle shared with me, with his father taking him into the woods and showing him a place they call the Hammer, where the Klan would literally beat black men that they had a problem with. And then they would pour hot tar on them and feather them. And the scorch marks were still on the trees. I've not experienced a lynching, neither did Billy. But my uncle telling me that story personalized it for me. And I can put myself there. You know, the words are really quite poignant. So that's what I say. And I think when people react to it the way that they do, it is simply, they're simply aligning themselves, I think, with the same kind of emotional, the things that bring up emotional feelings for them.
Thank you for that.
That's what I do, yes.
Thank you very much for that. That was a chilling, haunting story of what your uncle mm-hmm. told you. So the play is Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. It's playing at the Great Classic Black Theater, Crossroads Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey. It's not that far away. You can get down there. And it opened May 31st. It will be closing very soon on June 8th. So please get down there. And Terry Burrell plays Lady Day, directed by Count Stovall. You can go to crossroadstheatercompany.org, get your tickets. But we're going to give away some tickets now. Oh, you can also go to Terry Burrell, her website. You can hear some of her performances. And you now, the timestamp is 6:28. So anyone who emails me at king@wbai.org, king@wbai.org, is eligible for tickets. So email me now if you're interested in going, only if you're interested in going. And then please go on and check it out and many of Crossroad Theater's other great openings that are going on now and that will be in the future. Thank you, Terry Burrell. Thank you, Count Stovall, for joining us. We will follow your twists and turns in your careers and have you all back on again.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, King.
In the
Very strong.
In the second half of the...
Doing the work. It's beautiful. WBAI is one of my favorites.
Oh, that's great to hear. So the check is in the mail. All right. In the second half, we're going to be going to another theatrical offering, this one around the civil rights era. So stay with us.
Filing taxes, you may be eligible for some pretty unique deductions. For instance, there are write-offs for clarinet lessons. Or, if you hired your cat for pest control, apparently there's a tax break for that too. But, if you don't think you'd qualify for pet-related deductions, you could just donate a vehicle to WBAI. It's easy, free, and tax-deductible. Here's how it works. Call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or complete the online form at wbai.org/donateyourcar. From there, our vehicle donation support team will take care of everything, including the pickup, sale, and provide you with a donation receipt. If your vehicle sells for more than $500, you'll also receive a 1098C tax form. So, instead of writing off your cat patrol, you can support programs like the Cat Radio Cafe by donating a car, truck, RV, or boat. Call 866-WBAI-CAR or visit wbai.org/donateyourcar to get started.
Keep on walking. I just keep on.
Welcome to Good Morning Nueva York. If you're just joining us, I'm your host, King Downing. We will be here until 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering in studio. In the background, ain't nobody gonna let us turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around. That's by The Roots. It's an updated version of the classic civil rights song because we are turning back to civil rights with an updated version of the civil rights story. The year is 1964, Freedom Summer, the campaign of students and other volunteers heading into the racist South to register voters. A new play written by one of those volunteers tells the story in riveting fashion. The stars and directors join us. Again, we'll take your call, and again, we're going to give away free tickets. So don't go anywhere. Now, don't start checking in now for the tickets yet. I'm going to tell you the timestamp when you can join. So the play is Freedom Summer, and it's written by Toby Armore, who herself was one of the Freedom Summer volunteers. It's playing at the Theater for the New City. It opens on June 8th, and it runs until the 25th. There are all sorts of shows during that time, and as I said, we're going to be giving away tickets. And joining us are the stars and the director of the play. So, Ariane Banda, she plays Terry. Good morning, Ariane.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm glad that you're here and the rest of you. Clara Francesca plays Sylvie, another one of the Freedom Volunteers. Good morning, Clara.
Good morning, King.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good. And Joan Kane is the director of Freedom Summer. Good morning, Joan. Okay, we're going to try to connect with her. So, Ariane, tell us something about the play.
Great. So, I play Terry in Freedom Summer. I play alongside Clara. I'm playing a black girl down from the South from Mississippi, and she is out there registering some voters, joining the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, part of, like, civil rights activist groups down in the South.
And tell us about your character.
So Terry is a very headstrong girl. She loves to get things just going. She's really on top of things. She's really connected with the head members of CORE and SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And she really finds herself becoming a bit of a leader during the whole process of Freedom Summer and registering voters. And her and Terry get into a little bit of a tiff between their two different experiences that they have and the very different realities of their world.
And Clara, tell us about your character.
Yes, my character is Sylvie, a new graduate from Boston coming down into Mississippi. She gets inspired when SNCC shows up at a meeting on campus at the university. The Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and decides to go down and be part of the Freedom Summer. I think with good intentions, I think in an altruistic sense of really wanting to be part of something and really lending a hand. And then when she gets down to Mississippi, she's confronted with her own bigotism. She's confronted with her own sense of civil liberties. She's confronted with her responsibilities back home and the fears that are happening from the folks up northeast and what they're hearing for the reports of what's happening in Mississippi. And then she's confronted with the understanding of inner racism and white saviorism and what that means.
We're going to take a listen to a clip from the play. And Ariane, can you set this up?
Yes. So this next clip comes from near the middle endish of the play. It's one of the more intense moments after we've introduced Fannie Lou Hamer, and she she is about to give her speech, or she has given her speech from the Democratic Convention in 1964. And this is just a part of her clip and a little bit of our singing, which we've added to sort of create a sense of unity and togetherness.
Let's take a listen. This is from Freedom Summer.
Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine.
All this on account we want the register to vote to become first class citizens. And if the Freedom Democratic Party is not seated now, I question America. Is this America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, where we have to sleep with our telephones off the hooks because our lives be threatened daily? Because we want to live as decent human beings in America. Thank you.
Freedom Summer. At the Theater for the New City, running June 8th until June 25th.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
That is so great. And I just, this past summer, just happened to take a group of students on a tour of the South, and we went to Fannie Lou Hamer Park. And there's a statue there honoring her, and this is in her hometown, and some of the people who worked with her had a chance to speak. And I'm sorry I don't have your actress who plays Fannie Lou. Could you tell us her name, because she does it so well. She's very powerful.
Yeah.
Clara?
Sure, yeah. Deborah is a tremendous actress. Deborah Sekhon Bey is playing Fannie Lou Hamer alongside numerous other characters. The ensemble of a cast of a total of six of us. Ariane and I get to play these two women whose narratives we track. And then the cast is made up of Deborah Sekhon Bey, who you heard there speaking Fannie Lou Hamer's lines, Clarence Comfort, Tim Dietrich, and Beth Griffith as well. To play a series of people, characters, historical figures who were represented at the Freedom Summer at the time, and then various characters that are biographically connected to Tovia Moore's background of her experience there.
You're listening to Good Morning Nueva York. I'm your host, King Downing. We will be here till 7 a.m. Michael G. Haskins is engineering in studio. And we're talking about the play Freedom Summer, written by Toni Armour, who was a Freedom Summer volunteer herself. It's playing at the Theater for the New City, opening June 8th until June 25th. You can go to the Theater for the New City's website and find the show times. And we're going to be giving tickets away a little bit later. And that's the Theater for the New City on First Avenue at 10th Street. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you have any questions or comments, either about this play or the earlier play, you can call us at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. That's the WBAI, Good Morning Nueva York, listener line. And it's brought to you by the people who give to this station, our members and our buddies. Members are people who have made a donation of as little as $25. To become members of the station. Larger gifts get you greater gifts in return. Music, films, health products, books, all sorts of things. Go to give2wbai.org and find out what you can get in return for your donation to this 60-plus-year-old nonprofit station, part of a 5-station nonprofit network. And when it comes to theater, this is one of the places where the early underground theater that came out around the time of the Civil Rights Movement and then the Black Power Movement all got their first homes and their first chances to be covered. People like Ed Bullins, people like Marvin X, Amiri Baraka, all of them found their homes on WBAI before any other radio stations would touch their theatrical efforts. And here they had a home early on, and they were free to say anything they wanted except for the famous seven dirty words. So become a member of the station. Make a donation. Go to give2wbai.org. Our other sponsors of the listener line are our WBAI buddies, people who have honored the station by making automatic monthly donations as little as $10 a month from their bank accounts to WBAI's bank accounts, bringing much needed monthly income. So join the crowd who are lining up to support the station and get great gifts. You can call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, or go to give2wbai.org. Please do it now. And then call in to the listener line, 212-209-2877. So turning back to our guests and the play Freedom Summer, we're going to, well, let me ask each of you a round of questions and then give you some time to give us a little taste of your interactions. That is the interactions between Terry and Sylvie. So for you, Clara, what about that era, the Civil Rights Freedom Summer era? Was there anything that you learned by preparing for this role of yours?
Yeah, definitely. I am a migrant from Australia. I've been in New York City now 10 years, and I was somewhat familiar with a lot of civil rights movements globally in the West, having been a child of two civil rights activists back home in Australia. But there's a lot that I still need to learn about America, and the Freedom Summer initiative was new to me. I have done a lot of reading. I've read a lot of references that are in this play. For example, Howard Zinn is mentioned, and I've read most of his books. I had come across Eudora Welty beforehand, and I'd read some of her work as well. The work of Stokely Carmichael was something that I had come across as well. So to have these references in the play was really special to dive in even deeper. And our incredible director, Joan Kane, she and I synergized with a lot of the conversations these plays brought up. We had sort of developed a working friendship prior to her asking me to consider the role and work on the script. For me, was a real gift. So in terms of learning, there's a lot more learning that I need to do, but it allowed me in this role to research and read more moving forward. And then I should mention that the theater is run by Crystal Field, who's a longtime collaborator and fan of Toby Amores as well. So sort of learning about the history of New York City's civil rights art theater project as well in the Lower East Side has been really special.
And Ariane, how about you and doubly as a person of color to see this movement that changed the country for the better for everybody, but especially for us people of color?
Absolutely. I mean, like Clara, I'm also not like I wasn't born in the U.S. I was born in South Africa, where apartheid, you know, only very recently has ended for the legal part of it, at least. And so I always find a lot of empathy and connection to like civil rights issues. And I know like my dad was always really active in South Africa in like civil rights in South Africa and freedom rights. And so I find this play to be really eye-opening and like, you know, just a taste of what a lot of people, you know, elders and people not close yet to it have gone through. And so I find this to be really, really inspiring, and it's a great just channel for anger and fear and sadness. And Terry is like a really, really strong person. And so you see that her strength, you know, often overtakes her emotions and her sadness, which is generally what happens to a lot of people of color, where we can't take the front seat with our emotions. but really have to remain stoic, remain present, remain fighting.
We're going to get a special live presentation of some of the dialogue between Terry and Sylvie. This is from the play Freedom Summer. So, go to it, y'all.
Time's flying by. September already. People packing up and going home. I even have a bed to myself now. Terry and I are at the kitchen table. She's mad. I'm mad.
They screwed us in Atlantic City. It is so unfair. Those old Southern delegates, they have no right to be seated at the convention.
Treason. It's all down there in black and white.
And our own people. Oh, they let us down. How about Mr. A. Philip Randolph? How about the man himself, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Bosses? LBJ says hop for the good of the struggle, and he hops right up in his lap.
I bet they didn't even read it.
Read what?
My footnote.
Huh?
I told you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you told me.
Don't you remember what it said? Calling on the South to rise up and get rid of the Kennedys. In other words, high treason. In other words, assassinating the president.
Everybody down here knows who really killed him. CIA, Cuba. That's crap.
But you're not even surprised.
Where did it happen? Dallas, of course. Signs up all over town, kill the bastard. Sylvie, people have been getting rid of people since before the Civil War. There's a lot of bodies down in those swamps and bayous. Only this time they kill him out in the open, sending a message loud and clear.
What about the Warren Report?
Nobody believes that.
Don't you care?
Of course I care. What do you think I'm here for? Listen, Sylvie, I'm sorry I can't pay attention to that right now. I've got my mind on something.
I thought I found something important.
Important? You should have heard Fannie Lou Hamer testify in front of that committee. What did she tell him?
I was wrong. It was all for nothing. They just disregarded it. They don't listen. Nobody listens.
Are you listening? You know what she told that committee? There is a story that needs to be told. Fannie Lou Hamer carried to the jail, and they forced black prisoners to beat her. And when one gets tired, they make another prisoner beat her. So what does she say to that committee? Is this the home of the free and the land of the brave, where we have our lives threatened daily?
All for nothing.
Her words were not for nothing. People are going to listen way after Atlantic City and beyond.
But what I did, it was just not worth.
You're thinking about yourself.
Doesn't it matter who killed the President of the United States?
And what about all of my people who have been killed, hung up, murdered, set on fire? Do you know their names? Anyone know their names? You know your problem? You're worried you're not important? And you want to be important. And you know what you've got? An inferiority complex.
You sound just like my mother. And I can't think of how silly, stupid I've been thinking it was important.
Important, is that all you can think of? What are you trying to prove? Is that why you're here?
I don't know, okay? Well, why are you here?
I have to. I am a part of this.
And me, I'm not.
It is different for you.
Because I'm white? Is that what you think?
Hey, just calm down.
Just tell me.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you. Because you have a choice. You can up and leave at any time. Any time. But this is where I live. I can't go up north and say, wow, look what I did for those poor colored folk in the South.
That's what you think of me.
Sylvie, you don't know.
I am so tired of being told I don't know, okay? I don't know, okay? Okay?
Look, look, look. Just don't mind me.
I just wanted to be part of this. I didn't want to be reading about it in the paper. Is that so terrible?
No. No, it's not terrible. It's just... Do you know what happened when my mom called me the other day? They came.
The Klan.
She was sitting on the porch in her rocking chair. They were looking for me, of course.
And she told them.
She told them I was dead, like I told her to say.
And they believed her. They went away. She's all right, then.
I can never see my mother again because I'm dead. Look. Come on, let's go.
Where?
To church.
Church? I'm Jewish.
So, come on. It's late. The place will be packed.
Thank you for that. That was very powerful. You all put so much into that. And I want to just add, too, that along with this personal dialogue, there's a lot of history interaction with racists, interactions with communities. It's full on and gives you a taste of what it must have been like down there. That's Freedom Summer by Toby R. Moore. It's at the Theater for the New City. It opens on the 8th of June and runs till the 25th. Go to the website for the Theater for the New City to get show times. And for those of you now at the timestamp 657, you email me, king@wbai.org, king@wbai.org. We will get you free tickets. So please do that and go check out the show. Thank you to the two of you, Ariane Banda, who plays Terry. Thank you, Clara Francesca, who plays Sylvie. Thank you both for joining us this morning and for being part of this great work. That wraps it up today. We're sorry that we didn't get to the callers. Please call in next time, or you can email me your questions, and then I'll even pass them on to whoever it was that you sent them to. So, have a good week, have a good day, and coming up next is What's Going On.
When trumpets were mellow and every gal only had one fellow, no need to remember.
Hi, I'm David Kenny of Everything Old Is New Again. Every Sunday night at 10... please join me then, and please support WBAI at our brand new old number, which is 212-209-2950. Again, that's 212-209-2950. Hey, it's our old number, but it's new again. 'Cause everything old is new again. I like it.
Mic check for Cat Radio Cafe.
Testing. Tune into Cat Radio Cafe Tuesday night at 9 here on WBAI.
I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer.
It's Place Playwright. On Tuesday, June 6th, we'll be joined by writer, actress, director, producer, scholar of Irish and Yiddish literature, and Yiddish translator, Carrot O'Brien, to discuss Underworld Trilogy, her translations of three groundbreaking plays by the revolutionary and wildly controversial Polish-American Yiddish-language playwright Sholem Asch.
Tuesday night at 9 here on WBAI.
Cat Radio Cafe.
Hey, do cats drink coffee?
When in the company of banned Yiddish playwrights.
Yes, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.